This is Dr. Rowington Ferguson dictating cardiovascular clearance on patient Sarita, S-C-H-R-O-E-D-E-R, first name Nanette, N-A-N-E-T-T-E, date of birth December 1, 1958, date of evaluation July 11, 2022, the referring physician, Dr. El Rashidi, the chief complaint, 63-year-old female seen preoperatively as she is scheduled for right shoulder surgery. The HBI, the patient, as noted, is a 63-year-old female who reports an industrial injury to the right shoulder, period. She sustained her injury while attempting to care for a 600-pound patient, period. She stated that at the time she felt a pulling sensation while attempting to move the patient, period. The next day, she noted that she could not raise her arm, period. She was then evaluated at the emergency room on February 23rd, 2022, period. X-ray was unrevealing, period. She then underwent a conservative course of treatment, period. However, there was no significant response to the therapies. MRI was subsequently obtained 6 weeks later, period. This then revealed a tear, period. Patient was felt to require surgical treatment. She reports ongoing pain. At rest, pain is noted to be 1-2/10. However, it increases to 5/10 with activity or sleeping on the involved arm, period. She further reports decreased range of motion, period. She had been evaluated and found to have rotator cuff rupture of the right shoulder, not specified, period. She was further found to have SLAP lesion of the right shoulder, impingement syndrome of right shoulder. She is now felt to require right shoulder arthroscopy with subacromial decompression, extensive debridement, biceps tenodesis, and rotator cuff repair. The patient denies any symptoms of exertional chest pain, palpitations, or dysrhythmia, period. Her past medical history, unremarkable. Past surgical history, C-section times 3, next number left ankle fracture in 1972, period. Medications, trazodone 150 milligrams 1 hs. She further takes melatonin 10 milligrams 1 daily, retin A as directed, buprenorphine on tapering schedules. She is now taking 2 milligrams to a day, period. The social history, she denies cigarettes or marijuana currently. She denies drug use currently. However, she reports distant history of opioid addiction, for which she is now taking buprenorphine, period. The review of systems, constitutional. She has had weight gain, period. Skin, she reports moles and skin changes, period. The reveal systems otherwise is unremarkable. The physical examination, vital find, blood pressure 138/96, pulse 74, respiratory rate 20, height 65 inches, weight 132.8 pounds. In general, she is alert, oriented, and in no acute distress. Musculoskeletal exam reveals decreased range of motion on external rotation and abduction of the right shoulder, otherwise unremarkable. Data review. ECG demonstrates sinus rhythm at 74 beats per minute. There is incomplete right bundle branch block. There is suggestion of RVH, period. The impression, 63-year-old female with history of right shoulder injury, period. She is noted to have mildly elevated blood pressure, period. She has a mildly abnormal ECG, period. She has no symptoms of cardiovascular disease, period. She does have a prior history of opioid abuse, and is currently on a tapering dose of buprenorphine, period. The patient is otherwise clinically stable and is felt to be medically cleared for her procedure. Her overall perioperative risk is not significantly increased, period. However, given her prior history of opioid use disorder, would attempt to avoid any narcotics, period. Dr. Rollington Ferguson, ending dictation.